the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeff Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, recording remotely, as we all are tended to do so these days, this time around, reaching out for our monthly check-in with Dave Heisey, president of DRH Enterprises LLC out of Grass Lake, Michigan. Dave, welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Happy to be here.
Excellent. And you are a CRESSCOM facilitator in the state of Michigan, and in the COVID era have gone virtual, so you truly are Michigan's facilitator. Can you let the Michigan business community know a little bit about those services?
Absolutely. So, used to conduct live sessions in Lansing and Ann Arbor, but with COVID, live sessions have fallen out of fashion. So, we have transitioned to online learning sessions using the Zoom format. I now do two monthly two-hour sessions, which cover a total of 24 topics over the course of a year. And we use all of the features available to Zoom. So, a lot of breakout rooms for small team table-type discussions. We use whiteboards. We use polls. We use all kinds of things to keep people engaged, exchange information freely, and people from multiple companies and multiple industries can come together and learn about key leadership topics and things they might do to improve their skills and have an impact on the organizations where they work.
Perfect. And I heard something there in what you mentioned in the management training is leadership skills. So is there a specific CRESSCOM module that delves into leadership specifically, perhaps like a leader's mindset?
Absolutely. And in fact, this is one of CRESSCOM's oldest modules. It's actually going to be retired next year, replaced with an updated module. Kind of sorry to see it go. It is one of the most popular modules that CRESSCOM conducts. Nito Cobain is the presenter on this topic. He is now the president of High Point University in North Carolina. Nito is an immigrant to the United States, came here with very little. Built up a variety of businesses, as many as five or six businesses that he subsequently spun off and sold. And he's been very successful in his business prowess and the success in the business world. And now, as a speaker, does a lot of talks on leadership. And so that's where this module basically comes from. I'm going to share with you a few of his key concepts out of this module. The first being, he talks about the difference between a to-do list and a to-be list. Most of us work on a daily basis on a to-do list. We put down everything that we have in terms of our responsibilities, things we need to get done, and we go through and check off as we're able to accomplish things. But very few people think about a to-be list, and that is, what do I want to strive for as an individual, as a leader, as a person? What attributes would I like to see myself improve in, and what am I doing to make those kinds of improvements? It's a focused effort to take advantage of Stephen Covey's seventh habit of sharpen the saw, right? Always work on yourself. Continuous improvement, make your skills and your capabilities better year over year. And that's part of Nito's concept behind the to-be list. He also talks about three steps to building a leader's mindset. The first of those, who you spend time with is who you become. Your associations play an important role in your personal development, in how far you're going to go in terms of your growth and development. And if you're not associating with people who are growing at the pace that you want to achieve, you need to consider potentially creating some new associations. Hang out with people that are where you would like to be. If you're able to do that, if you're able to talk with them, hang out with them, you begin to understand the things that they do to become successful. And you can then in turn emulate those. The second, what you choose is what you get. Sort of a fundamental concept, but everybody has choices that we can make. And you have to hold personal accountability for those choices that you make. And if you're not happy with how things are going, how things are progressing, you have the opportunity to make different choices. And that's how the leader's mindset works. If a decision you make doesn't work out, you can choose differently and get yourself on a different path based on where you want to wind up. And the third, how you change is how you succeed. For some people, change is very scary. But for people with this leader's mindset, change represents opportunity. So even though it may be cloaked in negativity, a change still represents an opportunity for growth, for improvement, for development, if you just look at things the right way. And then the last thing he talks about, which I really like, is confidence. And where does confidence come from? And he talks about confidence comes from competence. And competence comes from three things: knowledge, just learning about a process, learning about systems, learning about the world is step number one. Step number two is skill, which is simply the application of that knowledge. It's great that you can read a book and learn all about a particular topic, but until you do something with it, you're not really developing any skills. You just have the knowledge. And the last is experience, which is the repetition of the skill so that ultimately it provides wisdom. If you do something, once, yeah, you learn a little bit about it. You do it 100 times, you learn a lot about it, and you get really good at implementing that skill, that knowledge into your world. So I really like that. Confidence comes from competence, and the techniques for building competence he lays out in our module. So I will no doubt pull elements of this forward through multiple CRESSCOM sessions. It's all good information and material from somebody who has been very successful in implementing these thought processes.
Perfect. And real briefly, as we're about to wind down, related to the leadership idea of leaders need followers, would you like to speak on that real briefly?
Sure. Part of this leader's mindset is this concept of humility, concept of outstanding listening skills, very high emotional intelligence. You know, some have a perspective of leadership as sort of a command and control, right? General Patton, a militaristic approach to leadership. I will figure out what needs to be done. I will tell you, and you're to do it, right? That's one version of leadership, but particularly in today's age, probably not the most successful path forward. Successful leaders today build people up, get people committed to the organizational goals, to their personal growth and development, get people to willingly do things that they may not choose to do if left to their own devices. And that level of leadership requires a lot of this leadership mindset that Nito talks about in order to be successful.
All right. Well, Dave, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate it.
Once again, we've been speaking about leadership and the CRESSCOM modules, interactive learning experiences that produce real business results. Dave is a president of DRH Enterprises LLC of Grass Lake, Michigan, serving as a CRESSCOM facilitator for the state of Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.